just as a follow-up to this case, I'm curious what it's been like taking care of this man, Bill, who presented with metastatic disease and now is living a normal quality of life still 4 years later after these surgeries.
The patient still goes to work every day. He has a little bit of a disability from his foot, but he can play golf and he can still do most normal activities. The other thing that I didn't mention, if you think about it, you know, he's had both adrenals out, so he became adrenal insufficient, so he's on replacement therapy.
Interesting. Any crises or illnesses that you had to deal with that were problems?
No, because the urologist knew his endocrinology was seeing him during the time of his surgery.
When you see these patients who are presenting with a single met like this, anything that you're looking for to try to give you a clue whether it's going to be more prolonged course versus more aggressive?
Well, I think Nick touched on that, and that is differentiation, because the Furman grade does influence this. The issue with Furman grade is its reproducibility. Sometimes from pathologist to pathologist, it will vary, but it is an important issue that they should read into it. And many times in the community, you'll just get poorly differentiated or some such thing. So it is a relevant thing to have. And most of these patients who have indolent courses with long disease-free intervals generally have grade 1 and 2 tumors. Not always, but generally have that. They're just slow growing, they spread much more slowly and recur at a much slower pace.
I think it's important to note that Furman grade is nuclear grade, so it's looking at the nucleus, but Furman grade only applies to clear cell. You'll get very bizarre nuclear grades if you try to do Furman grade for papillary, and it's not the same thing.